Welcome to Be Unique's Manifest Monday Show. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and every Monday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, I'll help you learn more about the power of manifesting. Thank you for joining me today. The more you listen, the more you'll learn, and soon you'll be a manifest master yourself. On the second Monday of each month, Jillian Harris joins me, and we dive even deeper into the power of manifesting. Jillian teaches how to use colors, aroma, stones, crystals, as well as strategic thought and authentic emotion to work as tools toward manifestation of goals. From time to time, other guests may join our show to bring you new perspectives. During Manifest Mondays, I talk about the rules of manifesting. Yes, there are rules to manifesting, but they're super easy to follow. You can find these rules on BeUnique.org's extra blog, or if you want a copy, just email manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and ask me to send you a copy. I'll also share stories of successful manifest moments. And we'll talk about how to manifest healing, the power of manifesting with the full moon, using daydreams to help you manifest, and the power of your words, how what you say and what you pay attention to affects what you bring into your life. Equally important is the action we put on our statements. This is a fun and physical way to push our words out into the universe. I've received feedback from people who have seen the power of this simple manifest step. Today, I want to talk to you about deciding why you want to manifest. Some days, we all want so many things, and we want to accomplish so much that it can be hard to decide where to focus our energy. Focus is the key. When you choose where to direct your attention at any given moment, you are being mindful, and you can respond rather than react to situations. I'll have an entire episode devoted to that later on. Manifesting is learning to allow what you want to become a reality. It takes wishes, dreams, hopes, and prayers from your mind and places them into your physical world. You can manifest your most amazing thoughts as long as you remain open to possibilities that are beyond what you'd expect. Don't worry about when or how the things you want will come into your life. When you align with the energy of unconditional love, which is what the universe is, nothing, and I mean nothing, can stop you. By the way, when I talk about the universe, like I will do throughout this, all of my episodes, it's like some people talk about God, spirit, or the source. Sometimes I'll simply say Gus with two S's, and I mean God, universe, spirit, source. It really doesn't matter as long as you're talking about the vibrational energy of unconditional love. Learn to vibrate with the universe instead of against it. Bring your frequency up so high that you and the universe can co-create and recreate your world exactly as you want it to be. That is the energy of peace. When you have created your ideal world, what more could you ask for? Don't worry if you don't know how to do this. I'll cover that too, but probably not today. I know this might sound too good to be true. It might be sounding too hard to achieve. But let me talk for a minute, just a minute, about exactly what it means to raise your frequency. In a nutshell, it means to manage your emotions and find the ones that are the highest. Peace is one of the highest emotions that humans can achieve. So when you see someone holding up the peace sign, send one right back to them. The more peace and love we can get in the world, the better we'll all be. Did you know that peace ranks even higher than love? Reason, rationality, and joy are also very high frequencies. Who would have thought that peace ranks higher than joy? But this is scientific. They have proven that when you live in a state of peace, your vibration, everybody, the energy that you emit is higher than even joy. The controlled, intentional, and neutral emotions of courage, willingness, and acceptance are still very high in frequency, way higher than fear, desire, jealousy, anger, and pride. Those all center around the ego. Others that are even lower are the ones you might expect: shame, guilt, apathy, grief. So you see, if you're a peaceful person and you love without condition, you're a joy to be around because you are rational, you are going to manifest your desires faster than an angry, fearful, or guilty person. Now, even if you are angry, fearful, and guilty, it's okay. If you want to manifest higher frequency into your life, I can help you work on that. Not a problem. It's pretty easy. And speaking of angry, fearful, or guilty people, you know, sometimes they get what they want too, but it's not likely they were able to simply manifest it into their lives. That's probably why they're angry, fearful, and guilty. But who am I to judge? Let's get back to this. When your emotions are so charged that your passion for what you want pushes you to constantly think about it, take steps toward it, and believe that you deserve it, before you realize it, you have it. Do you want new boots in your size in the summer in Florida? Hey, no problem. Do you want a new place to live while the whole world is locked down in a pandemic? Easy as a summer breeze. Want to be surrounded by positive, intelligent, loving people who align with your thoughts? Guess what? Your wish is the universe's command. If you want a new, more loving relationship, or want your current relationship to improve, you may not have to look far or wait long. Provided, it's always a provision, you have to be in the position to accept that love. It's kind of like putting on a new pair of shoes without taking the old pair off. Sometimes we need to make room for the new. Sometimes we need to work on ourselves before we're ready to receive the one thing we want most in life. Now, if you want proof, reach out to me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com and let me tell you my story. It'll knock your socks off and make room for those new shoes. Anyway, stay focused. Remove any obstacles clouding your vision, because those obstacles lower your frequency. Self-doubt, fear, worrying about whether or not you deserve to have what you want to have, that only slows down your progress. You most certainly do deserve to live exactly the life you want, and you can positively, absolutely, without a doubt, attract whatever you want into your life. Please be aware that you cannot expect exactly what you want to drop into your lap moments after expressing your desires. It's true, manifesting may feel like magic, but it's not. It's a universal law. That's a little more powerful than magic. You may have heard that reciting affirmations and creating vision boards can help with manifesting. For some, they help visualize more clearly than just imagining or daydreaming. Journaling your manifest statements and everything you're grateful for are also great tools, and I will talk about them in detail in other episodes. The key is this: the universe cannot clearly see what you want if your own vision is blurry. You may have a general idea about what you want, but you must be crystal clear about what that is. Do you want more than one thing? It's okay to want it all. It's okay to work toward clarity. I can help lead you to the various steps toward manifesting what you want, and I can help you clear your vision. Now, bear in mind that your dreams and desires must be realistic to a point. It's fine to have caviar dreams and champagne wishes, but you must understand that your A-lister lifestyle will not come to you if you insist on being on the B-roll. Do you want to be an astronaut or a test pilot, but you're afraid of flying? Maybe you've aged out of the program. It could be time to rethink whether or not this is still your dream, or is it a dream you've had since you were 8 years old, or a dream that maybe someone else suggested was your dream. See if you can work with the astronauts or design new airplanes or articles of clothing for the pilots who qualify for the programs. What stellar skills do you already possess that you can put to use along the lines of this dream? Make sure your dream is your dream. You say you want to speak another language without putting in the time to study or visit another country? Perhaps you can find another use for this desire. Have you considered teaching English as a second language? You'll gain exposure to people who are as eager as you are to learn another language, and your proficiency won't need to be so high. You're bound to learn some of their language too. Do you love the idea of being your own boss, but don't want the hassle of running a company? It may be time to reconsider what you actually do want. Be clear and be sure you don't want something because someone else told you that's what you should be pursuing. Do you wish you could break a bad habit without taking the steps necessary to create better habits? Well, just let me know how that works out for you. If you want to change your life, you must be willing to do whatever it takes. Otherwise, you're just daydreaming and wishing and hoping. That won't help you manifest the life you want. Are you stuck in a relationship that won't let you grow or won't let you be your authentic self? Are you constantly yearning for the same kind of relationship your friends have? You already know that something must change in order for you to have the happiness you deserve. If you'd like to know how the universe stepped in to help me move from an unhappy marriage and ultimately toward personal happiness, just reach out to me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. Break your desires into steps or sequences. Some things take longer than others to achieve. Some goals require physical or mental work. Nobody became a doctor without first going to medical school. Artists can't create if they don't have the proper materials. Who will read your book if you don't write it? You may not get everything you desire in the order and time frame you want, but you should receive and acknowledge what you do when you receive it. Be grateful for everything, including the things that are still coming to you. Did you request abundant prosperity and only yesterday you found a nickel in the parking lot? Maybe you found a crumpled dollar bill in the laundry. Be grateful, rejoice. The universe is taking steps to bring financial prosperity into your life and it's testing your gratitude meter at the same time. Did your manifest statement mention that you want to meet your soulmate, but so far all you've met are some really great people that don't exactly jive with you? Patience is the key. One of those really great people who may not jive just might know someone who does. You say you asked for a new car, yet all you got was your grandma's old jalopy that still runs, but just isn't your style. Guess what? The universe has provided a new car for you. Be grateful and then get more specific. You can want and want and want, but you will not see results without action. One way to be in action is to reframe your mind so that you see yourself as the person who already has, does, and feels what it is that you want. There's no limit to what or how often or how much you manifest. Before you know it, you'll be manifesting with very little thought and effort. Remain receptive. Make your manifest statement, then watch for signs of success. If you can visualize it, you can hold it. Okay, so maybe you can't hold a new relationship in your hands. Maybe the video or song you want to create aren't exactly tangible. But your business or romantic partner is someone you can touch. The camera you need to create the video and even your voice are more physical representations of the video and the voice. The video and the song. The law of attraction has no limits. Again, be specific when you manifest. Be mindful of what you ask for, especially if you want to attract certain people into your life. You may be in the process of changing, growing, and evolving, so you'll want to attract people who align with the person you are becoming And be aware, this may exclude other people. In the end, if you are clear and specific when you make your manifest statement, you'll be much happier with the people who get the real you. Also, be careful that when you manifest different people into your life, you may need to manifest others out. I'll talk about specific manifest language and relationships in other episodes, so be sure to come back every Monday. Do you think you want to manifest more money into your life? As long as you realize that financial manifestation is rooted in gratitude and you are willing to work toward your financial goals, you can achieve anything. Be grateful for the abundance that is already in your life. Recognize your personal wealth and the riches may not translate into dollars. If you're struggling with finances, raise your vibration and block those limiting beliefs by welcoming the money and prosperity that is on its way to you right now. You may need to take a class or talk with a financial advisor about how to manage your money when it shows up in an unexpected way. Focus on what you have, not what you lack, and realize that prosperity is much deeper than financial. So, tell me again, why do you want to manifest? Maybe I should ask you, why not? Once you discover how easy it is to manifest the life you deserve, nothing can stop you. When I first thought about teaching others how to manifest, this was one of my first statements. I communicate with others clearly, kindly, and compassionately, so there is always peace, love, and joy in my relationships, with gratitude for even the wounded relationships in my life. So it is. Thank you, Gus. Thank you to all of you who have taught me and guided me toward this goal. Be sure to check out all our other Manifest Monday episodes. If you are a visual learner, look for our manifest posts on Be Unique's extra blog. Remember, if you aren't clear about what you want, if you aren't certain, the universe cannot provide it. You may get some version of what you want, because the universe will do its best to bring you whatever you ask for. Remember the adage, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. With the universe, Source, Spirit, God, there is no might or maybe. You will receive what you ask for. The doors you are knocking on will open. What you seek, you shall find. Be aware and be precise. Let me give you an example of how this worked for my mother and taught me the power of manifesting and speaking into existence those things we do want. My youngest brother was still in school when my father died, leaving my mother a rather young widow. After my brother left home, she faced an empty nest that had been filled with her 8 children. She didn't tell us about her loneliness for a long time. The day she told me was the day I saw how she had manifested exactly what she had asked for. She wouldn't have called what she did manifesting, though. In her mind, she prayed and God answered her prayers. Very precisely. After several years of living alone, she told God that she wanted to meet a man who would be able to help her around the house as my brother had done. Not long after that, she met the man who performed maintenance at her job. They remained friends for the rest of her life, but she grew weary of him visiting her for an evening meal, watching the television, and falling asleep in her recliner. She told me that more often than not, she'd have to wake him after the evening news and send him home. So she resumed her prayers. She requested that the next man God send her would have a little more spice and would be interested in going to her church with her. She also asked that he take her out to eat occasionally, rather than only eating what she cooked for him. This second man was everything she had requested, And she told me that within only a few months, she had to tell God that this one was a little too spicy. He wanted more from her relationship than she was willing to give. So again, she prayed. This time, she knew she had to be extremely specific and especially particular. She asked for a male companion who would be willing to go with her to church or stay put if she preferred to go alone. She requested that this new companion would not talk too much, sleep too much, or eat too much. In fact, she said that she wanted him to be willing to go with her to a restaurant or eat leftovers without complaint. She told me that within a few weeks she met him, and he was everything she had asked for. He was a basset hound. His name was Duke, and he had escaped his home. Duke lived with her for a few weeks until she found his other family. So, remember, when you want to manifest something in your life, you must speak it into existence as if it is already yours. You must be concise, precise, and positive. Be willing to accept what comes your way because you asked for it, even if it may not look like what you thought you wanted. Always be grateful for whatever you have, even if it's not ideal, because something better is coming your way. Be sure to follow Be Unique Radio and check out all our other Manifest Monday episodes. I'll share more manifest stories with you and some tips for how you can create the world you've always wanted, including how to create a gratitude journal, the power behind your own manifest statement journal, affirmation lists, how to maintain an attitude of gratitude, and what it means to use positive language. If you have questions about your manifest journey, email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com or reach out to me through beunique.org. That's BUNEKE.org. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week when we'll talk about manifest rules. But goodbye.